Let's bring in Corey Pronman from The Athletic, covers the league for them. Corey, how you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good draft, bad draft, okay draft in your mind. What do you think?
I think it's an average draft. I think the first overall pick is an above-average first overall pick in Rasmus Dahlin. I think Andrei Svechnikov, the likely second overall pick, is a very solid second pick. I think the talent is good, but a lot of it is built up into smaller defensemen, wingers, very few centers, so there's risk there. But I think the talent level is fine, and I think Dahlin is going to be a very good player for Buffalo for a long time.
So don't expect Connor McDavid's and Austin Matthews and Jack Eichel's of the world in this draft. Is that what you're saying?
No, I think Dahlin, Dahlin isn't McDavid level, but when you're talking about like Matthews, Eichel level, he's that level of a prospect. Like he's a high end defense prospect.
What is it, Corey, about? And certainly the Predators are in this group. We deal with a lot of Swedish players, and they just continue to climb. I mean, when you look at the makeup of the rosters around the league, certainly North America dominates that with the States and Canada, but Sweden is right there in that next category. What is it about over there that they keep producing players at the highest level?
USA Hockey and Hockey Canada have looked into that as well and to try and see what their programs are doing. And, you know, what Sweden particularly has been doing has been a very heavy emphasis on skill from the very youngest of ages. When kids are playing very young, they're not playing full ice. They're playing half ice games, working on their skills, working on their skating. USA Hockey, more specifically, has been the country that's tried to adopt the model from them in that regard to try and work on player skills. And we see it right now. I mean, you look, even in the Predators, you know, thinner farm system. Ilya Tolvanen, a Finn, is their top prospect. Emil Pettersson, a Swede, was their AHL All-Star rep this season from Milwaukee. I mean, you know, a lot of, you know, the best players disproportionately relative to the country's population tend to be from those couple of countries, Czech Republic, Finland, Sweden. They just do an incredible job of developing skill.
What about position-wise? What if you have a need, what is going to be the best position to fill that need in this draft?
For the Predators or in general?
Just in general, if you're anybody out there.
I think the defense talent is above average in this year's class. I think we can see defensemen go often and early in the top 10, top 15 of this year's class.
Corey Pronman is with us with The Athletic, and he has broken down this draft class. The Predators do not currently have a pick in the first or the second round. So, Corey, let's ask this. How's the depth of the draft? When the Predators do make their picks, are there some people, or are we just kidding ourselves on some level, just saying, you know, when we're talking about 17, 18-year-old kids, there's going to be a little randomness. You're just hoping that you find the right guys who develop into really good players.
Yeah, I think you kind of hit it at the end, I mean, especially towards the third round. When you get to the 80s and the 90s, trying to figure out the depth of the draft into the mid rounds is a little difficult, even for people who follow the draft closely. I think, you know, you're just hoping you make good investments on guys' talents and they pay off. And the Predators have made some nice picks over the years in the mid rounds. But, you know, I like the depth of the class is more evident towards the very top in the mid rounds. You know, this is a team that's going for it. They had to trade picks, but I don't think I have a really good idea of the quality of the player they're going to be getting.
Well, what do you find is the best way to attack it when you're looking at guys in the mid to late rounds? Is it high ceilings or is it big character? What do the teams that have the most success tend to do?
Yeah, just the former. Take guys who can play. Take good players. I mean, it sounds basic, but you'd be surprised how many teams don't follow that logic. And, you know, take the guys with the talent, with the speed, skill, hockey sense, and you hope, you know, they become something. Well, you know, that's what Victor Arvidsson was. And you hope, you know, and other players along the way, well, Girard was briefly as well for the Predators. That's how I think you find value in the draft.
You know, you mentioned the Swedes and the Finns. The Predators have had a lot of success with Swedes and Finns and piggybacking on what we're just talking about in the mid to late rounds. You look at Pekka and Arvidsson and some guys. Patrick Hornquist was the last pick in the draft 1 year, seventh round. But let me get your take on Russians in general, Corey, because, you know, especially with the KHL the last 5 or 6 years where there's an option to stay home, there's probably pressure on some young Russians to stay home. How has that affected how they've gotten picked in the draft.
Initially, when the KHL started and they started putting real financial pressures on, you saw teams get very, very scared to pick Russians high. It's why Vladimir Tarasenko fell to 16th overall in his draft year. But, you know, lately I think that scare has lessened a little bit. We've seen the KHL doesn't have the financial power to hold more than two or three really good teams that can pay players. And really the trend is if the player's any good, they come eventually. You know, they may not cross the pond when you like them to. It may take a year or two longer than you like, but they all eventually come. And if they're good, they tend to stay. You know, I can only think of like one or two examples where that wasn't the case. And so I think you've seen the number of Russians being picked increase year over the last 5 years, because I think teams are realizing that the KHL factor is not as prevalent as it was maybe 7 or 8 years ago.
Interesting. I was going to follow up, too, with what do you think? Do you think the fact that Ovechkin and Kuznetsov breaking through and winning it, Radulov coming back from the KHL and having success, now it looks like Kovalchuk is going to come back, do you think that maybe gives teams even more confidence to select young Russians?
Yeah, I think most of the teams I talk to, they are not as worried about that factor as they were a few years ago. They're gonna, if the Russian is the best player on the board, they will heavily consider taking him.
Any other surprise? Do you think we'll see some trades here early in the first round to kind of spice things up? That might be the only thing that Predator fans have to entertain themselves tonight when they watch the first round. But do you think we'll see any bombshells?
I think we will see trades. I can't tell you what they're going to be, though. That's not really my beat. And nor, you know, there's always like a million rumors going around this time of year, and 10% of them play out. Which what those 10% are, I can't really tell you.
Corey, thanks for doing this. Really appreciate it.
Yep, sure thing. Have a good day.
You too. Corey Pronman with The Athletic, NHL draft tonight. We'll find out, can the Predators move up? Do they want to move up? I mean, who knows? It kind of feels a little bit like the Titans draft, right, where they don't have very many draft picks, and we were wondering the same thing. Will the Titans acquire something? They didn't. I mean, they draft four guys, five guys? What was it, four, five? You know, four guys. I mean, so I you do wonder, is this going to have the same feeling as the Titans draft just a month ago or so?